This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These are not great days for coal. A couple of big coal producers are in bankruptcy protection. As a power source, it's been losing out to cheaper and cleaner natural gas for years now, to renewables as well. And those no clean air rules from the White House aren't doing it any favors either. Down in South Texas, though, right on the Mexican border, they're still digging. Officials and residents are arguing over a new coal mine from which all the coal is headed south. Ingrid Lobet reports.
Just outside the town of Eagle Pass, Texas, a subsidiary of a Mexican mining firm has bulldozed hundreds of acres of mesquite for a new mine. The coal here will stoke a smoky power plant half an hour south of the border. George Baxter, a civil engineer, says the smoke from that plant often drifts here to Eagle Pass.
If you see the brown line, horizontal line of pollution, it extends as far as the eye can see.
Is he surprised about a new American coal mine, what with now abundant natural gas and wind?
Apparently the war on coal does not extend to Maverick County.
And all for the greed of the excuse that we need energy. Well, this energy is going to Mexico.
That is Martha Bowles Baxter, the other half of the couple who has most dogged this mine effort. Fluent in Spanish, she tracks newspaper reports that depict coal-damaged towns across the border. She doesn't want her town to suffer the same coal dust and explosions. And they're not alone. David Salcedo is a county judge. He also wears the hat of floodplain administrator. He believes the mine should not be built because it's going to flood.
In 2013, we had 16 inches of rain in a 24-hour period. In 2014, we had 12 inches of rain in a 24-hour period.
So you had two 100-year floods in two successive years.
That's correct.
Those floodwaters entered 120 homes. The same creek that flooded now runs through the mine, with vegetation stripped on both sides. The fear is the next flood will carry mine mud or even mine waste. FEMA maps show the area is in the floodplain.
And when FEMA comes in, they're going to render that land completely contaminated, and those people are going to be losing all of their homesteads and what they plan to give to their children. And nobody seems to care because all of this area here is very, very poor and Hispanic.
Texas mining regulations require that the ponds that catch mud before it rushes into creeks be dug deep enough to withstand only a 10-year flood. But Rudy Rodriguez, who represents the mine owner, says the operation will actually reduce flooding and complies with numerous agencies' requirements.
Rules, regulations, policies, and procedures for the Texas Railroad Commission and everything that the legislators have put in place for us to operate under the laws of the state of Texas and the United States.
Already, Rodriguez says, hard-hit Maverick County is benefiting from the $60 million in equipment alone the mine has purchased.
This mine will be about $147.5 million initial economic impact into this community.
Out at the mine, he points to where a mechanic is changing a tire on a truck so large it makes his Cadillac Escalade look like a matchbox car. That tire alone, he says, cost $35,000. By one measure, at least, this mine has been popular, he says, when it held a fair to connect with local vendors.
We started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we went on to into the evening. We couldn't stop. We just had so many people want jobs. 680 applicants for 100 jobs.
But at a federal hearing a couple of weeks ago, all 28 speakers, the mayor and officials from nearly every local agency, spoke against the mine. Judge Salcedo says most of the town would rather see retail jobs.
You had over 8,000 people sign a petition against the coal mine. To put that into perspective, you had 5,500 people come out and vote in the last general election. So when you have 5,500 people who vote and 8,000 that come out and sign a petition, you know, it shows you that there's an issue, you know.
Mine owners say they'll ship out the first load of coal next month, and they're asking for permission to make the mine five times bigger. In Eagle Pass, Texas, I'm Ingrid Lobet for Marketplace.
Ingrid Lobet is a reporter for Burn. That's from Sound Vision Productions with support from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.